a friend of a friend. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 20 to 22. Solomon, the man of wisdom, uses a great analogy here. He's simply saying, a fire would eventually go out if we ran out of wood. But as long as you keep on adding to the fire, it will keep burning. He's simply saying, a person who is the carrier of rumors is a person who is skilled in wounding people, and that person is precise in disturbing the spirit of the peaceful. Simply put, the way certain foods give you heartburn is the same way rumors will make your heart burn. People who spread rumors are strategic assassins, and you'd be surprised to know that they are the ones sourcing the information. And most times, they are not lying when they said, I heard that, because they are right. They did hear, but pardon them. Everyone is not as skilled in hearing the devil as they are. Dear Lord, help us to be resistant to lies and also to friendly liars. Help us to have a strong immune system in the midst of a pathogenic environment. Help us to be disinterested in conversations that can only offer confusion. Moreover, Lord, help us to remember that wherever there is confusion, we can guarantee that it's not your doing, because your word says, you are not the author of confusion. Help us to see through every lie that appears to be truthfully told. Give us the wisdom not to wear any more friendly blindfolds. And last but not least, please help those who are so corrupt that their only joy is to spread lies about others as they enjoy the mental torture after they release their poison. Here's a piece I call A Friend of a Friend. There's a rumor going on, and it's about me. It's been going on so long, it's a mouth feed. And it's soon to come along and try to out me, trying to put my fire out, trying to reroute me. I'm not so easy to kill, because of vigilance. Gotta try to get through this with intelligence. Between start and the finish, there's a variance. But they can't get to me unless they have a middleman. They need a middleman. Yes, they need a carry man. Whether he's tall, he's slim, or he's a hairy man. The man in the middle, so they can tell you all the crap. The man in the middle always knows where it's at. They got to find somebody in the middle. Somebody real foolish or somebody real simple. But watch out for the smile and watch out for the dimple. They pop in every word out of their mouth like a pimple. Looking so harmless, their intentions are hidden. They play with your thoughts the way they play with the fiddle. Like Samson's wife, they're going to give away your riddle. And the next thing you know, you the man in the middle. I got a few questions for those who carry rumors. Is it growing in your head like malignant tumors? Ain't nobody even know that you made it all up. If you want my advice, then give it all up. Ain't nobody even know if you're a friend or a foe, because you're the same one that's gonna let everybody know. Like, where did you go? Where you even hear this stuff? Jamaicans shake their head when their friend is nuff. This is the time you look at them and you call their bluff. It's like you took a green pen and wrote, life is rough. Don't stand there staring like somebody in the gaze, looking real lost like somebody in the maze, because you know your friend with their old-time ways, and it's been like that since the old-time days. How did your secret get all over the place? Have you ever asked yourself that? Well, let's see. You only told one person, right? And only that one person knew about it. Is it possible that this one person talks too much? Well, let's see. You never told your business to the ones on the end. You only told your business to the ones you call friends. So disclose your business and it ends up around the bend because you told your business to a friend of a friend. Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 8 and 9. Then I replied to him, there is nothing to these rumors you are spreading. You are inventing them in your own mind. For they were all trying to intimidate us, saying, they will become discouraged in the work, and it will never be finished. But now, my God, strengthen me.